Whoa!
Car guys and car gals,
oh my God.
Welcome to the Cafe.
Let's go!
We are so excited to get brewing some solutions because we have a whole new brew for you. It's the Rise and Grind kind
That's
of brew.
Right.
You better understand who's in the building right now. It is Glenn Lundy! So get
God.
Ready to brew with us. We are going to get this session started. Car guys and car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenhart, the subprime hero.
And it is time to brew. Car guys and car gals, this brew has been brought by
Think Ag Brew.
You can get information by going to
www.thinkagbrew.com.
Get you some.
What's going on?
Oh, you guys
dude, that intro is amazing.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that because your intro is one to rival. There's no doubt about it. We've always
That's definitely amazing.
Car guys and car gals,
yes.
We are with Mr. Hashtag Rise and Grind himself, the creator, the one, the only, Glenn Lundy. Car guys and car gals, welcome to the cafe. Glenn, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us for a cup of coffee and a conversation
to
help upshift and uplift those that are in the problem-solving business. Thank you for joining us today.
Wow. Dude, you guys are amazing. I'm so, I'm happy to be here, boy. Your energy is awesome too. You guys have a lot of fun. I didn't realize I was going to be with such royalty. Like, when I watched your intro there, dude, royalty, like, Brittany Hibden,
yes.
Adam Marburger, Justin Jarek,
yes,
El Patron. I didn't realize you guys, I mean, golly, man, I'm just honored to be to be on the list with that crew.
Man, you know, every one of those names you just threw out there are solutionaries, you know, and that's
absolutely
something that we want to honor, and we want to make sure that it's rising up because the car business is having a huge shift right now. And I believe that if you want to do what you need to do in this business, it's time to put the work in, put a smile on your face, service your customers, give them everything that they need, be honest with them, be transparent. And that's the key to everything right now. If you do that and you go forward and you just try to evolve every day and just be better than you were yesterday, it's all it takes, man. And you're a huge part of that. You're a huge reason why I believe that. So it's great to have you here, Glenn. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Appreciate you sharing the space with me.
No doubt.
And just understand that we are all about hitting the drum and trumpeting a sound for the solutionaries to rise. You are somebody that is consistently Car Guy Coffee approved because your message that is always brewing solutions, always taking the worst of the worst and finding a way to still grow something out of it. Boom. And that's what we have to do. Mm. That's what happens. It's a lot of times it's fun to rise, but you challenge everybody to make sure that they put in the grind
well.
And man, it is awesome to be grinding with the best beans in the business. The 800 club man himself. You know what I mean? This guy really knows how to do what it takes to be successful in the dealership.
Oh, man.
And there's so many parts about him that you may not know about or you can use inside of your brew to be successful in your dealership today, that he's not just helping you understand that by coming to a place where he is, but he's pouring it out all over the whole industry, car guys and car gals. So make sure that you reach out, go get you some of that brew because there's samples of it everywhere.
Everywhere
there is any, you can get a first sample. Somebody's out there with a little bit of it for you to taste and go get you some more of. So I'm excited to get this five liner going because this is a solutionary that I know a lot of people want to get deep with. So hit your chest for me one time, Glenn.
Oh man, first things first, Lou, though.
But yeah.
Oh, no. First things first, Lou, we got to get this going, man. You know, we got to start this the right way. We can't skip the most important part of our show.
We are so happy to be flying with the solutionaries that we're flying with so that they continue to grow.
That's right.
Right? So let's do this. We're going to apply 3 F's, car guys and car gals, before we begin asking some questions from the solutionary. You know what those 3 F's are. Join us, Glenn. We are going to forgive, focus, and fly on 3 so that we can keep growing. This is the mindset medicine that's needed to go to heights you've
been
designed to go to. So here we go. On 3. 1, 2, 3. Forgive. Wipe it off.
Focus.
And fly. And keep them up. Hold them up so that you can keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
And then rise and grind.
Yes. Here we go.
That's what's up.
I love it. Thank
that's
you,
what's up.
Now we're ready. We have to start that first with every show.
That's
Let's
how
go.
We That's the remedy. So speaking of remedies, I understand that you are battling the elements that seems to come with this season things are flying through the air. Thank you so much for staying committed to the cause of pouring light out, no matter what gets inside of, I don't know, your airways. All right.
Yeah.
But here we go. Fred, let's do this.
So we are going to ask you five questions, and we always start with the same question. At least I do. And the first question I like to ask everybody is their purpose, their why, what drives you. I know every day you wake up, you get up early every morning. You get up, you work out, you do your gratitude. I could pretty much figure out exactly what you're going to be doing at what time just based off of your schedule, because you are very schedule-like. Man, I love it. I've read your book, The Morning Five, and we'll talk about that some more later. But what is your purpose? What is your why?
I think there's two, there's kind of multiple responses to that. So as far as my why, you know, I'm a husband to one. I am a father to seven going on eight.
Here we go. Yeah.
I'm a 22-year automotive professional. And of course I love my morning show, hashtag Rise and Grind. So why I do things, ultimately comes down to, the impact that I can have in other people's lives. That's what I'm all about. As far as some of my purpose type stuff, like I feel like God has given me this gift and ability, so my purpose and my intention, like when I wake up every single day, right, I rise with intention and purpose. And so my intention and purpose is to intention wise make an impact. My purpose is to help leaders extract greatness out of their people. Right. So that's what I get to do now, which I'm so thankful for, is I get to work with owners, general managers, people at different dealerships, the leaders of the organizations, and not just help them level up, but show them how they can extract greatness out of their people, which ultimately just trickles down and comes down to impact. Right. It's all about impact. So, in answer to your question, why do I do what I do? I really feel like God has given us all an opportunity.
Yes.
I feel like there's a born on date and an expiration date, and that dash that's in the middle is all about impact. And so my why is like, we got to impact, bro. That's why. Why do I have to wake up early? Because I got to make an impact. Why do I have to put in the work? Why do I have to grind today? Because I got to make an impact. I got to make an impact on my friends, my family members, my coworkers, everybody that I can come into contact with. So that's what gets me going, bro. It's like impact, and extracting greatness out of leaders so that they can extract greatness out of their people.
Man, there's no doubt. You practice what you preach, and I see it every single day. It's very easy to see you because, you're out there and you're putting it out there. And that's one thing I learned from you is, like, you send it out to the universe. You're like, this is what's going to happen, and this is what I'm going to do. So it's there. You have to live up to that, right? There's something powerful about that. Lou and I, we've always been always trying to do the right thing. Don't get me wrong. We've all made mistakes in the past. But the cool thing about that is we've learned from those mistakes.
Yes.
And you try not to repeat those mistakes, right? But we're so impacted. But one thing I did was early on for me was I put something out there and I said, this is what we're going to do. And now I do it, and I'm always doing it. When I preach what I talk about, being energetic, having a smile on your face, looking for the light all the time in all the darkness that you think that's out there, because there's a lot of light to find. Mm-hmm. I preach all that because that's how I feel, and I have to really be that way all the time. Not because because I have to, it's because that's what I want to do. And I've never had more smiles on my face in the last 7-8 months than I've ever had in my life, being able to impact just like you do. And that's what it's about, impacting people, leaving a legacy.
That's right.
A legacy.
That's right.
Your children see that. Your children see that. That's the way to do. And I love.
Come on.
Oh man, just to bring up really quick, I love you put a post out the other day, and I believe it was it your son or was it your daughter that was taxing?
Savannah was taxing her brothers and sisters. Man.
Oh man, tax was like the same amount as the price. It was like 100% tax on it. It was actually more, I think, by 2 cents. I loved it. Yeah. Close your beer. Man. Let's go. Yeah. So no, man, beautiful thing.
Indeed.
Yeah, you are making a huge impact in a lot of people's lives, even people you probably don't even know, and I'm sure you know that. But it's an amazing thing. Impact is huge.
It could be said, kind of like maybe our culture prophet Drake would say, that everybody dies, but not everybody lives, right?
Ooh, man.
And
truth.
That's such a big, powerful statement in it. But what Glenn is great at doing is making sure that you all understand that there is a greater power than you that it can accomplish greater things than what you're limited to. And that if you find a way to harness that power, you can do incredible things in the world that you didn't even dream. Now, I believe that there are two types of people in the world. There are believers and there are unbelievers. And what it is that you believe is ultimately what it is that you're going to achieve. And that is something that Glenn is always making sure to beat the drum of, to letting you know that there is a power that can actually be tapped into and used and funneled through you to make, just things that are beyond the word magical. You know what I mean? Inside of what could be achieved if we actually put our faith and our heart into it. And the challenge of our faith is something that Glenn is always, always, always doing. And I champion that. I believe that this creator of the entire cosmos, the universe, has assembled this song that we are the notes of. Right. Because of that, we are all playing this different sound that I am so honored to have somebody like him with. But he is doing what it is that he challenges you to do.
Yes.
And that's truly live. Folks, if you don't actually go into life looking for life, you will find death, because death is lingering everywhere. Right? You can go to cemeteries everywhere.
Man.
You can find death. Mm. You can find it, and you can sit inside of that and expect life to come out. But life has to come out from that place in order to flourish. Okay. Mm. And Glenn is always making sure to tap those parts inside of your hearts to say, let me go do what it is that I do. Let me go brew some solutions. Right. And he is a true car guy, folks. Right. He is a true car guy. And that's why he's on the Car Guy Coffee podcast.
That's
because
right.
We don't just have inspirational things for you to sip on, right? We have some solutions to brew for you.
That's okay? Right.
So let's talk about why he is a car guy, right?
Let's go for that.
To the cafe.
That's right.
Hold on. I want to chime in on that.
Please. Sorry. We got profound, so pumped up and excited.
That's some profound power. Still powerful stuff, bro. I'm like,
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Right? Taking us to church over here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On the for real, man. Like, think about it like this. Like, I try to, my brain works in like little stories and stuff, right, all the time. And so I try to make things real practical where people can see it. So how do you take something like huge, something as big as like the cosmos and God and the universe and all that? Like, how do you take something so big and you're like, okay, let's shrink it down real quick so you can understand it? That's what I want to do for you here, right here today. So my guess is you've heard of a guy named LeBron James. Raise your hand if you've heard of LeBron James. You heard of him? All right. Everybody's heard of LeBron James? All right. Let me ask you a question. Do you think LeBron James, do you think that his son probably has a decent chance at being good at basketball?
Pretty good chance.
That's a good chance. Yeah, you would assume.
I say Bronny's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah, you'd say probably like, and you would probably make that assumption the moment that baby was born, right? You wouldn't wait till the baby grew. Yeah. You wouldn't have to wait till the baby got to be 6 feet tall. You wouldn't have to wait for any of that. You're just like, you're LeBron's son. His DNA, like, it runs in you, right?
Yes, sir.
His DNA and his genes run in that child. So we can all safely assume. Now, don't get me wrong. The kid might not go that route. He might not play basketball. He might not be one of the great. I'm not saying that. But the potential, we can all see that it's there from birth. Mm-hmm. That same philosophy is how I feel about every human that's on this planet. See, your father was the creator of the universe. Your father created everything. So in your DNA, in your genes, like literally from the moment you were born, you've been given the gift of creation.
Come on.
You have the ability to create. Your father was a creator. So you can create a life of abundance. You can create a life of joy and happiness. You can create whatever life you choose to create. You can also create a life of fear.
Yes.
You can create a life of anger. You can create a life of lust and all these other things, right? Like, but it's your choice to create. And so that's how I like to like help people. If you're having a hard time understanding how important it is to know that you are three-dimensional, mind, body, and spirit, and you have a Father in heaven that created everything, right? That's so important, because once you see that, you're like, well, wait a minute. So you're saying my DNA, I've got like royalty in my bloodline, yep. Right? Like I got power inside of me. And that's what I like to help to try to get people to see and extract. Because once you get it, you're just like, well, I'm supposed to be the bomb. My dad's God.
Because you walk into a different level of authority, it. Right?
That level of authority
becomes that mantle that you walk in understanding that.
That's right.